Now, do some voices that are much more frightening.
Kickback schemes, federal criminal probes.
Too much crime, too few arrests, failed leadership.
Higher taxes and more government intervention.
31,000 calls to 911, but no one answered the phone.
Ooh, scary. Negative ads are, of course, a campaign staple, and this has been a very productive campaign season for voiceover artists Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele. We brought them together to talk about the special skills that go into making a really good negative ad. They both agree the first step is leave your own politics at the studio door.
Yeah, we're hired guns. You know, this is a job like anything else.
You know, this kind of job is all about speed and immediacy. They're done really quickly, and, you know, they're right on the air. And that's kind of what political season ads are like.
Well, Dennis, let's take a listen to one of your ads from this cycle. This was an ad you did for the Republican Governors Association, an ad against the Democratic governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm.
Newspapers say lies fuel Granholm's ads. It's no shock. With no real results on jobs, lies are all she has left.
Dennis, what do you think listening to that now?
It's time for a change.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's pretty standard issue. You know, what some consultant once said to me was soft negative.
So, not as tacky as it could be.
You know, my voice and my style of delivery, I think if you want, you know, the heavier attacking style, there are other guys out there who can do that better than I.
You,
I think
you mean
I'm
the,
more
the king of the attack ad?
Yes.
Who might happen to be sitting next to you.
On my left. Yes.
Scott Sanders.
That guy. Yes.
Yeah. You know, there are several kinds of attacks, too. There's like heavy, and there's middle, and there's light. I mean,
right.
And now he's under investigation by the FBI.
Right.
You know, bad.
Right.
Ooh. And then there's sometimes they get him and they say, don't do anything.
Right.
Just lay it out there. And,
right.
And it's like, and now he's under investigation by the FBI. And then there's a light one where it's like, and now. He's under investigation by the FBI? It's like, oh, I thought he was such a good guy, and now he's under investigation.
I get a lot of that. They either say ironic, or right. They just say
you're sad.
It's sad. It's like,
you're sad.
Well, Scott, let's take a listen to one of your attack ads. This was an ad for Sherrod Brown and his campaign against Ohio Senator Mike DeWine.
They work hard and love their country, and all they ask for in return are leaders who are on their side. Does Mike DeWine measure up? He voted for trade deals that sent jobs overseas. He voted for tax breaks for corporations that outsource.
Well, that's a real soft negative.
Yeah, I'm assuming you can get much more doomy than
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
when you really sink to the depths, what do you do with your voice? How are you doing it?
Should I try one of these things?
Sure.
Because I got to have something to read.
Sure.
Okay, well,
right.
I should say that we have sent you some benign nursery carols and to try
right.
to
and
figure out
what...
how nasty you could make them.
Okay. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. He said he could put himself together again. But after wasting thousands of our tax dollars, all the king's horses and all the king's men, he failed us. Humpty Dumpty, wrong on wall sitting.
Dennis, you've got another one?
Yes. London Bridge is falling down. Falling down. Falling down. And who's to blame for withholding needed infrastructure funding? My fair lady. Take the key and lock her up. It's time for a change.
And I got one more, too. I got to read this one. This is funny. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout, hey, what about Iraq? There goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. He's not on our side.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to read those quite the same way.
Well, that's our contribution to nursery rhymes.
Do you find yourself slipping into this voice sometimes when you're at home?
No. Oh, my God, that would be... Can you imagine me ordering something in a restaurant? I'll have the trout with lemon.
Actually, I am such a wannabe for, like, promos for TV shows and movies that, yes, I do them all the time. Thursday.
Let me ask you one more thing here. Is there a favorite word or phrase maybe that pops up in these ads that you just love getting to say?
Well, I was just saying, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I think I get hired a lot, especially this cycle, because I happen to be doing a lot of Republicans. And I think they like the way I say liberal.
That's liberal. Pretty good.
As if it is like the worst possible thing, liberal. That and it's time for a change.
Scott Sanders, do you have a favorite?
I like the way you call people liars and crooks.
Oh, yeah. He's lying. Oh, they don't say lying anymore. They say he's not telling the truth.
Well, Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Voiceover artists Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele, the king and prince of the attack ad.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And negatively?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.